action area started. Oh, hey. Didn't see you guys there. I'm Panu. I'm back at PAX West 2017. And I'm with Greg. Greg, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, man. So, playing some PlayerUnknown's Battleground, this awesome device.
Yeah, definitely. So we're here at the ROG booth, and one of the things that we're showing off is this very system. It's a brand new laptop, and this is actually the first time that people really got a chance to put their hands on it, and it comes out next week. So Yes,
awesome,
next week.
Man.
So
I love when you guys bring new stuff that isn't even publicly announced yet to these trade shows.
Yeah, definitely. So, a little thing about this, the main thing about this is it's meant to be kind of a gaming laptop for all, right? We make the super high-end ones that are really expensive desktop replacements, but this is for somebody who might have a like really badass gaming system at home and they need something portable to take, maybe use it for work or school, but they still want to be able to play games on it. So it's actually very thin and light.
Yeah,
it
looks really thin. I feel like when people say like it's a gaming laptop, I'm like, oh crap, I don't have to carry like this think of a thing around.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Look at this.
It's less than 5 pounds, or actually right at 5 pounds, and
nice.
It's less than an inch thick. It's 0.9 inches thick.
Wow.
So super portable. It'll fit in pretty much any sort of laptop bag that fits a 15-inch laptop. And let's go into some of the specs real quick.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
So yeah, so
what do we have going on here?
So it's got a Core i7 CPU, NVIDIA GTX 1050.
Nice.
So not the most powerful, but it's better. That's good for battery life.
Sure.
And like we said, if you're going to be gaming on the go, you don't really need that super high power.
I'm not going to be in the bus playing VR on this device.
Right, but this one starts at $1,099.
Nice.
So it's very affordable.
Yeah.
And if you really want a laptop with a 1060, 1070, or 1080, we have those as well. So this is more for like entry level, but it still has a lot of those features. So there's a 4-zone RGB backlit keyboard. It's red right now, but if we hit the ROG Gaming Center button, it'll open up the ROG Gaming Center. Actually, I might need to close the game.
Yeah, the game's on
that
right
you
now.
Were just playing, but.
You know what?
Doing
that well anyway.
Yeah. So this is the ROG Gaming Center, and this is the kind of like the command center for all of the features.
I love
on this. So this gives you all the current speed on all the it's a quad core CPU. So you can see what that's running at. You can even put it. It's in extreme mode right now, which is maximized for performance.
Right.
But you can put it in standard mode, which is maximized for.
I don't think I'm ever gonna take it out of extreme mode.
Most people might not, but even in extreme mode, we've got different fan modes you can do. And
we were talking off camera. Explain a little bit about the fan mode, about the volume of fan and stuff like that.
Right. So yeah, just right down here in the lower left-hand corner here, we've got auto mode and we've got overboost mode. So overboost mode, if you're playing with headphones and you don't care about how loud the system is, that'll boost the fans all the way up.
Nice. So you'll get ensure proper cooling and stuff like that.
So you get the best cooling of it. But if you're just doing normal everyday stuff, you can do auto mode.
And it's easy as one click to toggle that on and off?
Yeah, just you can open it up and click that in there. You can also, there's a feature, I won't get into it now because it's kind of you got to program it, but you can have it change the fan mode when you open up a certain game.
Wow.
So you can set up some stuff to automatically change. You can, like when you open up PUBG like you were just playing, it can turn off the trackpad if you're using a mouse, you know?
Of course.
And change the fan mode, put it
In
extreme mode, and even change the color of the LED backlights.
I really like that.
So that's a feature that's available on even all of our more expensive laptops, and it's trickled down all the way to the most affordable ones.
That's really good. I mean, I can see that being useful for like a multitude of things, right?
Definitely.
Like you're gaming on the go, you're discreetly trying to game at work. I never do that. We never do that.
Yeah, no,
right?
not at all. Even though. But yeah, speaking about like using this system at work, one of the new things about the GL503, and I should mention there's a GL703 coming out soon as well. That's a 17-inch version, similar specs
this
and
is
same
15,
look.
Correct?
15, yeah.
Okay, and it's exactly the same, just in a 17-inch screen.
Correct.
Awesome.
Correct. If you're familiar with some of our older ones, they have a much different design. I'm gonna unplug this so I can show you the top.
Yeah.
But
please.
We've gone to like a brushed metal look here, and it's a bit more subdued. The older Strix laptops had much more like orange highlights, and they were very gamery, right? So we want to do something a little more subdued. And if we look at the top here, we've got
It looks good.
Yeah, so we've got this brushed metal finish with the offset red ROG logo. So we've gone back to red rather than orange for the Strix branded laptops.
Yeah. And so this is room for the fan. Is that the output of the fan?
Yeah. So like on the bottom here, it has a similar cooling design as our much higher end laptop. So there's two you know, turbo fans in here.
Yeah.
One for the CPU, one for the GPU. So
nice.
This is exhausting for the CPU, and this is for the GPU. So that gives us extremely efficient cooling for a small form factor.
And that's a
technology that we've developed over time for a much larger, higher-end desktop replacement laptop.
That you're bringing down to this level as well.
Correct, exactly.
This is really great. And one more time, you said the price of this was what?
$1,099.
Starting at $1,099.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's for the 1 terabyte SSHD version.
Okay.
There's also a version that has a 256 SSD. But yeah, so there's other versions available, but starting at $1,099, that's a great entry level laptop for someone who wants, you know, to just get into that, a gaming laptop. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned this is available next week.
Yeah, it's going to be available next week, starting in the second week of September 2017.
That is awesome. I'm very excited for this. Yeah. And if people want to find out more, where should they go? To your social media, your website?
Yeah, they can check out. We'll definitely be announcing news about this on our Twitter. It's at AsusUSA. And you can also just go to our website, asus.com/US. And that's our North American website. You can check out the specs on this. And you'll obviously be able to find out the availability and more info about the other versions.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to get back to my game of PlayerUnknown.
Alrighty.
I would have won that game, but you know,
I think so,
you got me out.
I think so. But
Greg, thank you for talking to us today. A lot of great information. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, guys.